Since the first COVID-19 vaccine started arriving in Wisconsin for distribution last month, the push to get frontline medical workers and others in the first priority group vaccinated has been underway. State Republicans have been critical of Governor Evers' handling of the rollout so far, while the Evers administration says it's doing what it can, despite not receiving the amount of vaccine initially promised by the federal government. Dr. Jonathan Tempte is Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He sits on the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices COVID-19 Vaccine Work Group. Dr. Tempte, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here.
From where you're sitting, how do you think Wisconsin is doing in terms of the initial vaccine rollout?
Well, I have to say, when we put it in perspective, we're doing actually pretty good. If you go back to where I was back in July or August, I was thinking we weren't going to be seeing any vaccine until April or even later. And to have vaccine authorized for use in December was fantastic. And the fact that we're actually rolling it out, I don't think we're talking about a catch-up right now. We're actually kind of a jump start or a head start. We're not doing too bad.
Now, when I look at some of the politics around it at the national level, we've got criticism from the incoming administration of the Trump administration's handling of the rollout at the national level. Here in Wisconsin, Republicans criticizing Governor Evers. When I look at the numbers, the U.S. compared to other developed countries, behind a few, ahead of a bunch of others. Wisconsin, low, middle, average by the statistics I see people using. I don't know. How are we doing badly at the bureaucratic rollout, getting the vaccines from production into people's arms?
Well, let's just say it's a really challenging endeavor. I also work with our state disaster medical advisory committee. And the challenge out there is every vaccinator in Wisconsin, and there's 1,200 of us, we all have to sign an agreement saying that we're going to adhere to the regulations and recommendations of CDC and ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. The challenge out there has been a always changing landscape. We have rapidly changing recommendations out there. So when we started, definitely healthcare personnel was first in line. But then we have all sorts of other things happening. For example, we were told from the federal government that half the doses were going to be held back to assure that everybody gets the second dose, only to find out later that they've sent out all the vaccine. We had an announcement that everybody age 65 and older and with medical conditions were going to be eligible. And the problem that that causes is it creates a target that is far, far, far too big for the vaccine supply that we have. The other challenge is we never know from week to week how much vaccine is going to be allocated to the state of Wisconsin. So if you can kind of imagine, it is a really precarious position to try and make any promises out there. And the best we can do is try to keep the target size as small as we can so not to amp up expectation and at the same time being able to deliver on promises.
One challenge here seems to be, okay, we know who our priorities are, frontline medical workers, older people, people who are at the most medical risk. But if we're really trying to get it to those people in particular, it might slow down the rate of overall vaccine delivery to people. And you know, part of the goal is just to have as many people vaccinated as soon as possible to start putting a dent in the spread. How do we balance that?
Well, absolutely, and I really totally. The most important thing is to get as much vaccine into as many willing people as quickly as possible. And the rub comes in, how do we actually go about doing that? First and foremost, for Wisconsin, we have about 550,000 healthcare personnel and people in long-term care facilities or nursing homes. And that was our first priority. And we're about 30% of the way, 40% for coverage there. But beyond that, once we start opening the doors, then we have to be really wise as to who gets it next. In Wisconsin, there's a great priority to getting K through 12 schools back running again. We worry about our police and fire, our first line individuals out there. There are other priority groups out there, and particularly those over the age of 70, For Wisconsin, that's a group that has had the highest rate of hospitalization and death out there. But when you put all those people together, that brings up another 1.1, 1.2 million people out there. And again, it puts that expectation out there that is going to be really hard to catch up to. So we just have to some regard, be a little bit patient here and let things play out at the same time, hoping that we get as much vaccine as possible.
As we wrap up, what are you watching for on the supply side? Is the speed of production of the two existing ones or maybe future ones picking up at all?
Well, the good news out there are two additional vaccines that are getting close to that point where they can be approved through the emergency use authorization by FDA. And once that happens, we're going to have much more abundance of vaccine. On the flip side of the coin, the other thing we watch very carefully is that level of declination or people refusing to get vaccinated. And we just can't afford to have too many people refuse, especially as we're seeing new strains come out that are even more contagious than what we're used to. Because once we have viruses out there that are more contagious, what that means is we're going to have more and more people vaccinated to get up to a new higher herd immunity threshold.
Dr. Tempty, thanks again for joining us and bringing us up to date.
Well, thanks for having me and have a beautiful afternoon.
That's Dr. Jonathan Tempty, Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He is on the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices COVID-19 Vaccine Workgroup. We talked to him today about the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines here in Wisconsin and around the country.